Time now to talk a little bit of rugby union with Fox Sports rugby commentator Drew Mitchell. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Very well, thanks, mate. The Waratahs on the weekend, we know they'd qualified for the quarterfinals, but not a great performance. And, you know, it would have knocked their confidence around, I think, going into the finals after losing to the Brumbies last weekend.
Yeah, you'd think so. You know, I guess getting to this point of the season, you always talk about wanting to have momentum going into the finals, and they certainly halted any momentum they were gaining over the last few weeks. But, you know, it's better to have the little slip-up a week out before it becomes elimination-type football. So I spoke to a couple of the boys over the weekend, and, you know, they're bitterly disappointed with what they've or what they put out there against the Brumbies. But I guess the good thing is it means they go back and actually critique themselves properly. Couple of weeks before, they played a Rebels team that probably should have won. And then a Sunwolves team who were down to 14 men put 70 points on them. So probably didn't get a real true indication of where they were at until the weekend.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, Drew, was it a fact of they had their minds on the finals, or did the Brumbies just expose some of their weaknesses?
Well, I mean, I think it's probably a factor of both. I think the Brumbies, they knew going into that game that they weren't actually any chance of getting further in the finals because of the Rebels result. So I think they played with a freedom that they hadn't played with throughout the season, and really tested the Waratahs. And I think also perhaps in the Waratahs' minds, they kind of knew that there was always going to be a next week anyway. Even though the carrot for them was if they'd won, they'd get a home semi-final if they get through this week. So plenty to play for, but they just mentally, I think, out enthused, and the intensity just wasn't there compared to the Brumbies.
Can you find that in a week?
Yeah, I think you can. I think, you know, the good thing is they're capable of playing good footy. They've got the structures and the process and that type of thing right. It was just the top 3 inches that wasn't quite right. And, you know, they've shown throughout the season that they can get that right. They've got to make sure that within their leadership group and their coaching staff that they, you know, it's more focused around that mental application and the attitude as opposed to, you know, really trying to go and reinvent the wheel in terms of the way they play.
And I've got to say, Drew, as a casual watcher, every time you watch the Waratahs, Kirtley Beale is such a key man for them. Is that the case from your point of view? Kirtley plays well, they can win?
Yeah, I think so. Bernard Foley really steers the team around, but Kirtley really creates. And and like you say, it's really easy to see. He just sees stuff that just a lot of people just don't see. He creates that spark, and he just creates that energy as well within that group. And I think a lot of guys around him, you know, Israel Flowers and Tungeli Niavoros, he really unleashes those guys with creating opportunities for a little bit of space on the edges. So, it's crucial. I mean, it's tough, I suppose, to have so much pressure and expectation on one guy's performance. But, you know, when you play that quality, that's what you got to come to live with, I suppose.
How do the Waratahs beat the Highlanders, Drew?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've got to take them on up front. You know, the Waratahs play a pretty wide, expensive game, and we saw on the weekend, when you try and do that without going forward, the defence is in trouble. They don't have to make decisions. They're not creating numerical advantages. So they need to take the one up front through the set piece and really kind of try and commit their forwards, get quick, clean ball and really unleash those backs. But, it's easier said than done. They're a tough team, the Highlanders. And, I guess this time of the year, everyone's going to be on top of their game.
Drew, article in Fairfax Press today about the creep of the TMO and getting maybe taking away some of the expectation and decision-making of the on-field ref. Are you getting a little bit frustrated? It's good to know, it happens in rugby league all the time. It's good to know it's just limited to one sport.
Yeah, no, it's really sort of started to rear its head in rugby over the last, probably few months, really, through the Australian Irish Test Series as well as, the Super Rugby. And it's good that it's just not just the fans and us pundits that are talking about it. Now, coaches from Super Rugby that it's kind of, I've had enough of it and it's forced Sandar to come out and I guess, admit that there needs to be a review on the process because, for me, I think the TMO's got too much to say.
Right.
Across the whole field, the whole play. It almost as though the poor referees out there kind of got like big brother watching over their shoulder, and if they make a call and it happens to be the wrong one, then TMO's just going to jump in. And I think it's probably created a situation where they're just not really confident in making a call in case they do make the wrong one. So that's where we're having too much interjection from the TMO. The TMO, in my mind, should just be there to be to be able to be referred to from the referee as opposed to them interjecting and coming in when they want to. So hopefully we see a process overview and we start seeing less of the TMO and we start seeing more of the footy.
Yeah, Drew, only one Australian team have made it through to the finals. Now, we moved from five teams to four. Has the standard of performance improved and how did you rate the performance of the teams that missed out, like the Reds and the Brumbies and the Rebels?
Yeah, I mean, I think looking at the Brumbies, they came in wanting to play a different style of footy and they struggled early. They wanted to play a bit more of an attacking style of footy and go away from their traditional set-piece style. I think it took them a little while to kind of get their heads around it. You know, it's, to change what was instinctively their style of footy to something so different is going to take some time. And I think their form in the last sort of 5 to 6 weeks of Super Rugby is a real indication that they're going forward and they'll be better for it next year. I think the Rebels were really good. They had their best season yet, but I think they just struggled with having game managers out there, having that awareness and the ability to close out games. There's so many times where the Rebels should have won matches, but because they just didn't have that sort of game awareness and people that were able to close out games, they fell at the final hurdle. So still some improvement in them. They'll be better for having Matt Tamua come back from the UK and play in a fly half for them next year. Mm. And then the Reds, I think the Reds won the most games they've won since 2013. So I think there is a progression. Sure, we're not happy with just having one team in the finals, but there's definitely, progress being made from where we were sitting here last year and not having beat any Kiwi teams and all looking pretty dire. I think we're definitely heading in the right direction.
Just on the Rebels, and there's the market for this game on the weekend. The Waratahs outsiders at home, $2.15. The Highlanders, $1.70 at tab.com.au. Can you give us an update on Amanaki Mafi and Lepeti Tamani? What's going on there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I haven't heard too much about it other than what's been reported. Right. There's an altercation and he'd been arrested. But, I mean, I think for me it's unfortunate. Amanaki's leaving the Rebels and he's going back to playing in Japan. And I don't know. For me, yeah, sure, what you do on the field is remembered somewhat. But there's always going to be someone that comes and beats your stats and all that sort of stuff. For me, I wouldn't like it if I left the club and put the noses of my teammates out of joint. I don't know the circumstances. I don't know who was in the wrong or whatever. But I don't know. It's a funny one, and I just don't think that surely at this age we can talk things through just through words and not have to use our fists. But it's unfortunate that it got to that with those boys.
Yeah, most unfortunate. And look, these Japanese clubs—they're very controversy averse. They do not like the controversy, so that's going to put
anything that brings any sort of shame on the company, because that's what they play for over there is companies. Anything that brings shame on their company doesn't usually sit too well, because ultimately the rugby department's not a particularly large part of the company. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, absolutely. Good on you, Drew. Appreciate your time this morning, mate. Enjoy the footy over the weekend.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Cheers.